This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Fed is investigating the mortgage document mess.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts its day. Coming up, Chairman Ben Bernanke said this morning that the Fed is looking into whether mortgage lenders cut corners on foreclosures. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is up 75 points right now at 11,207. The NASDAQ is up almost 1%, and the S&P 500 about the same. Now to the analysis of Greg McBride, a financial analyst with Bankrate.com. He joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Bank of America, we hear, is resuming foreclosures this week, even though they've now admitted to problems in some paperwork. And also this morning, we hear from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke that the Fed is going to look into whether lenders cut corners on some mortgage documentation. What do you make of these developments?
So the Federal Reserve is the primary regulator for banks, so it's no surprise that they're going to be a little more engaged in this process. And as far as the foreclosures and restarting them, I mean, there's an inevitability to all of this. The average period of time that these homeowners have gone without making payments is a year and a half, and in some cases, 2 years. So a lot of these are properties are just going to end up in foreclosure eventually.
Okay. And Greg, we also heard from Mr. Bernanke this morning about the housing market in general. Here's what he said.
Now more than 20% of borrowers owe more than their home is worth. With housing markets still weak, high levels of mortgage distress may well persist for some time to come.
And we're just moments away from data on existing home sales. Greg McBride, where do we stand on the housing market recovery at this point?
We've got a long way to go, unfortunately, where there's a big imbalance between supply and demand. That's going to take a long period of time, several years to work through, and delaying foreclosures only prolongs that pain.
The mess continues. All right. Greg McBride of Bankrate.com, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
As the world's finance ministers met in South Korea this weekend ahead of next month's G20 summit, the big question was how to avoid a global currency war. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner wanted countries to agree to keep trade imbalances to a minimum. That didn't work. But as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports now from Shanghai, he got something else instead.
The upcoming G20 meeting was already being set as the battleground for a currency war. That didn't bode well for Geithner. He's trying to avoid putting China on the defensive. In the end, Geithner got China and the rest of the G20 to agree to maintain trade balances at sustainable levels. Many economists are saying mission accomplished.
Anything that Geithner can do to shift the rhetoric away from what's the exchange rate today, that's a good thing.
Economist Andy Rothman says maintaining balanced trade among countries will be much better for the U.S. economy than forcing China to appreciate its currency. Rothman says a currency war is nothing but a sexy headline.
If you look at the exchange rate in China, it's appreciating on an annualized 7% basis now, which is pretty much what Geithner's been looking for.
But it may not be what many in Congress are looking for. Congress could soon pass legislation to punish China for manipulating its currency. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at The Economist online. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The midterm elections are a week away, and as just about every political ad on TV will remind you, a good job can be tough to find these days. Well, all this week, we're looking at the sustainability of jobs. Some have much better outlooks than others. Today, Marketplace's Adrian Hill checks out a career that's growing almost as fast as its little clients.
Okay, everyone, stand up. It's time to exercise. Everyone say exercise.
Dan the Man Levy is helping 3- and 4-year-olds get fit.
Warm up your muscles. Come on. Who's the fastest?
Watching these awkward little kids trying to get their bodies to jump and stretch, and how adoring their parents are, is really very sweet.
That was amazing. Did you see that? That was amazing.
Mom Betsy Chassey and Dad Gordy Grabelny beam as their 3-year-old son Max balances and does a flip with the help of Dan the Man. They signed Max up to help get him busy and play with other kids. Dan the Man Levy says parents bring kids to his class for all sorts of reasons.
A lot of times their kids are shy. A lot of times their kids are uncoordinated. Or they just want to give them, like I said, an experience where it's a fun exercise lifestyle.
Healthier kids also, hopefully, become healthier adults. Training Tykes to Tumble has been good for Levy. He started his business 8 years ago as a mobile gym that took fitness classes to school. About 4 years ago, he got his own space in Los Angeles.
Increasingly, parents are hiring personal trainers for their children, and the number of weight training gyms for children is expected to continue to grow.
Roger Moncarz is an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The kiddie fitness trend isn't just an upper crust concern. Some family-oriented gyms, like YMCAs, are adding fitness classes for little ones. Moncarz estimates jobs for fitness instructors that pay about $30,000 a year will jump by nearly a third over the next decade. That's a faster rate than many jobs in the expanding service sector.
It's not just the adults who are concerned and have the New Year's resolutions to get in shape. They're trying to kind of impart that wisdom and those values on the children as well.
Adults are also looking to exercise to stay healthy, minimize their health care costs, and improve their, shall we say, bottom line. Too bad getting in shape can't always be this fun.
Go find your square and jump on it!
I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, just a few days after Starbucks started selling alcohol in some stores, the company is rolling out a new mobile pay program in New York. So no need to carry money. Customers will be able to pay for their Grande Startinis by calling up a barcode on their iPhones and Blackberries. And then I guess they'll be able to send drunken text messages about it. Well, you can check out our Midday Update podcast at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The recession has a lot of people going back to school. They've just had enough of scraping by.
Not only what I do, but my husband, who's a carpenter, has had low work. And I just want to find something so we can be sustained.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, aiming for the middle class in an hourglass economy. Today's business news and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.